Oh, I go through a lot of stuff. But his joy give me what? Strength. Mm-hmm. So I am full of the joy of God. And I'm sending some of his joy. Mm-hmm. So receive it wherever you are. Put a smile on your face wherever you are this morning. Mm-hmm. Whatever coming up against you, just laugh. Just start to smile. Mm-hmm. Just start to smile in the goodness of God. Yeah. What? You smiling real. It's authentic. The joy of God is authentic. Mm-hmm. So once you start to get into it, it will just flow out of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's his love and keeping his commandments that produces the joy. In John chapter 15, starting at verse 9, it says, "As the Father loved me, I also have loved you." So this is Jesus speaking. It says, "Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full." So where does the joy come from? It comes from the love of God. It comes from keeping his commandments. It comes from the manifestation of abiding in the Lord. It comes from following the precepts, the way that he has for each and every one of us. Anything outside those precepts is going to bring frustration. Anything outside of the purpose that God created you for, the vision that he created you to manifest in the earth realm, anything outside of that is going to bring frustration. It's going to bring discouragement. It's going to bring fatigue. If we want to pick up on the points that Pastor Beckford has been teaching at Celebration Tabernacle, the enemies of breakthrough are fatigue, frustration, a feeling of failure, and a loss of confidence, which then causes our competence level
to go
to drop. So in order to break through, in order to do, in order to finish the race, in order to arise and build, we have to combat these enemies that try to come in. And we combat these enemies by doing what Jesus instructed in John chapter 15, abiding in the love of God, keeping his commandments, and then our joy will be full.
Because when, and these four enemies to your breakthrough, to your success, because, and you know, I teach this also at Celebration. In every man's garden or power or fruitful place is surrounded by giants. Wherever your breakthrough is going to be, it is completely surrounded by giants. Some of these giants are giants of fatigue. Fatigue. When you are fatigued, you don't think straight. I don't know. But when, when I am fatigued, when I'm tired, I don't think straight.
Right.
And if you try to reason with me, you it's not going to be good sound thing. I was telling you whatever because I'm tired. And a cure for fatigue is just go sleep. You just go to sleep. That's a cure. You're fatigued. You're tired. And when you and that bring what? Frustration. You emotionally drain. You emotionally drain. You physically drain. And that gets you, you know, you're irritable. And that fatigue kill your motivation. It kill your sense of reason. So first, we got to get rid of what?
Fatigue.
Got to get rid of fatigue. That's why someone, if you're going to do something great, and my time is early in the morning, man, because I am fresh, I'm up, I'm full of energy. I'm not worn down yet. But, man, check me out sometime around 3, 4 o'clock. Oh, yeah. That my battery is going low, you know. If you try, you know, like when the car battery is getting low and you try to start your car, go, it needs some juice. Yeah, fatigue. So we got to get rid of fatigue. because fatigue is going to bring discouragement, and it will kill your motivation. And when your motivation is killed, then you don't have the drive to do.
Mm-hmm.
You won't have the drive to what? Do.
Yeah, because the Bible tells us that he gives his beloved sleep.
Yeah.
In Psalm 127, verses 1 and 2, it says, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it.
Mm.
Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he gives his beloved
sleep.
So we must put that factor in sleep.
Yeah.
Not 13 hours of sleep, not 16 hours of sleep, but we must factor in sleep to keep our mind fresh, to keep our body rejuvenated during the time that we sleep. That's when our body, it resets itself. So we must factor that in. And it's vanity to try to work through something when you're sleepy, when you're tired. I know when I start feeling like that, I can't get nothing done. Those same things, I could rise up early in the morning when I'm alert and fresh, and I could do the same things that I stared at for an hour or 2 hours the night before quickly, because then I'm sharp. So you have to find the time of day that is right for you, the time that works for you. Everybody's schedule is different, but we have to have that focused time where we're working the gifting, we're working the talents, we're pursuing the passion. We have to have that time, because if we don't, we're going to end up frustrated. We're going to end up fatigued because we're not doing the things that God called us to do.
I say this on Sunday in the teaching, life is not a 50 yards dash. It's not a sprint. Mm-hmm. Life is a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to pace ourselves right. And that's why Jesus says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you lonesome. But I'll send you an helper, which is the Holy Spirit, that will be with you, that will guide you, that will teach you, that will train you in life. So the Holy Spirit is a trainer that is training us in life. How to live life out, how to live life to the full until it overflows. We're going to need the Holy Spirit, because life is not a 50-yard sprint. Mm-hmm. It's a marathon. It's long.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go. It has its ups and it has its down. It has its peak and it has its valley. And we are going to need the trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, because the Holy Spirit, like God, knows the end from the beginning.
Yes.
So he knows all things. So he knows how to move, maneuver, and to manifest the things that we're supposed to be doing in the earth realm. So we have to be sensitive to the leading, to the discretion of the Holy Spirit, which is the God factor. Pastor explains it in his new book, that the God factor, it's that gut instinct. It's that initiative.
Yeah.
Or to be able to move and to be able to move with confidence, even though you may not understand why.
Yeah, that gut instinct.
You don't know exactly why you're doing it, but you just know you have to shift or you have to pivot in that direction.
Oh, I love that, man. Mm-hmm. It tells you, pivot.
Mm-hmm. And you're just like, I got to. Somebody says, why? I can't explain it.
Yeah.
I got to. I just know that at this moment, there needs to be a shift.
Shift.
In this.
Yeah. Ooh, I love the Holy Spirit. Because he's inside. He's a rumbling. You know, we can go on with that. It's you got that rumbling inside of you that telling you that you need to shift, pivot.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're going to be miserable.
Miserable. Yeah. You will be.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I hope you're enjoying this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Make your day count. You're enjoying this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You're enjoying life. We come here to help you each and every day to enjoy life, to live life to the full, man. To live life to what? To the full until it overflow. Live life with God. Do life with God. Don't do it by yourself. You'll be miserable.
So then the second enemy was frustration.
Yeah.
So fatigue often leads to frustration.
Yeah.
Where we just get that feeling, I just can't take it no more.
Yeah.
I'm just done with it. I can't take it no more. Frustration then leads to picking up a feeling of failure.
Yeah.
And then the fourth one is a loss of confidence. Which then causes our competence level to drop. We feel like, well, I guess I'm not good enough. Or I guess there ain't no way I'll be able to do it. I guess I took on too much.
Isn't that mm-hmm. so truthful mm-hmm. as we look at that? And I hope today, as we come here, family, we come here so that we can get a better understanding mm-hmm. how to do life. Mm-hmm. You know, some of this is a do life, but we need to know how to do life. Because if we don't know how to do life, we stumble. It says, the man that walk in darkness will surely stumble. Mm-hmm. But he that walk in light will go straight. He know where he's going. And so our job, and we enjoy it because God has given us this assignment, and we enjoy this assignment, is to help you to do life what? Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to tell you to do life right, you got to do it with God.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, do life right. Yeah, we tell mm-hmm. you. Doing life right is doing it with who? God. Mm-hmm. You can't do it alone. You can't do life in your own strength mm-hmm. or in your own wisdom. You got to do it mm-hmm. with God. Because with God, I can now do all things.
Mm-hmm.
With God, all things are possible. Yeah, go ahead.
Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10 says, if the axe is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength. But wisdom brings success.
Yeah.
So wisdom tells us on the front end of the thing, when we feel fatigue trying to encroach, wisdom tells us to deal with that right there. So it doesn't go into frustration, feeling of failure, and a loss of confidence. And we're going to pick this up tomorrow. So invite somebody to listen to the broadcast with you tomorrow as we go more into these points. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to Morning Breath. This is a drive time devotion, sure to jumpstart your day. What we do is take a chapter of the Bible, read it, spend some time in it, ask the Lord to speak to our hearts in it, and then I and a co-host come down to the studio here at the Merritt Island campus of East Coast Christian Center. We read the chapter on the air, and then we talk about wherever God leads us in the chapter. My co-host today is Felicia. How are
Hello.
You doing, Felicia?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Pastor Dan?
Awesome. I'm doing great. Good to have you.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
So tell the folks how to get involved.
Listen, if you want to get anything about East Coast, first of all, check out our East Coast app. It literally has all of our Morning Breath podcasts, all of our episodes, all the chapters. So if you want to read with us, as well as messages, events, all the things that are happening at East Coast, you can get that on the app or on our website, eccc.us.
I always like to let people know, so who are you, Fee, and what do you do here? I called her Fee, I shortened Felicia, because most people just around here call her
Almost
Fee.
Everybody calls me Fee, which is a very random college nickname that just stuck around here, and I'm here for it. So I am our online campus and communications director. So I get to think about the way that we say things to everyone, when we say them, how we say them, and I also get to love and lead our digital space. So the way that we bring the gospel and love our online community, I get to be a part of that. So
when I say, yeah, howdy, it comes out a lot better when Fee translates. It comes out the other end of that computer a lot
That's
better.
Funny.
Yeah, you do a great job.
Thank you.
Fee,
thank
really
you.
Appreciate you. So we are Morning Breath. That's how you get involved. Couple of announcements before we get into the chapter today. We've got a men's event called Wolfpack Backyard Games, and it's October 16th and 17th. And if you're a man, you're part of Wolfpack, and we invite you to get involved in that event. So how do you find out more information? Go to eccc.us, /events, and you can find out all the information there. Probably free.